Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about Yachin and Boaz. And by that, I mean two pillars in Solomon's temple. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 15, and then verse 21. Here's what we read. And he cast two pillars of bronze, each one 18 cubits high, and a line of 12 cubits measured the circumference of each. Now verse 21. Then he set up the pillars by the vestibule of the temple, and he set up the pillar on the right hand and called its name Yachin, and he set up the pillar on the left and called its name Boaz. 1 Kings chapter 7 is all about the building of the temple and how wonderfully Solomon made that magnificent structure. Much of the glory of Solomon's temple was hidden. It was on the inside of the building where none but a few priests would ever see the rich and skilled craftsmanship. Yet the outside of the temple was also glorious, and any sightseer would immediately notice two giant bronze pillars on the front side of the temple. As it says, he cast two pillars of bronze. These impressive pillars were actually so noteworthy that they were each given names. They were called respectively Yachin and Boaz. The pillar on the right was given the name Yachin, meaning he shall establish. The pillar on the left was called Boaz, meaning in strength. These conspicuous pillars and their names were meant to be a constant reminder, reminding the whole kingdom and every successive king that he ruled by God's calling and that the strength of the kingdom was in God. Those pillars were to remind the entire kingdom that their lives were to be rooted in the grace and in the strength of God. Some believe that the pillars were meant to remind Israel of the twin pillars from the Exodus. The pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day were constant reminders of the presence of God in the wilderness. But every time someone came to the house of the Lord in the days of Solomon, they said, "Look, there's Yachin, he shall establish, and there's Boaz, in him is strength." It set them in the right frame of mind to worship the Lord. When the crowds gathered at the morning and evening sacrifice to worship the Lord, the Levites led the people standing in front of the table with these two great bronze pillars behind them. It was always before them. He shall establish, and in him is strength. One could say that the house of God itself was Yachin and Boaz. That temple was established by God, and it was built by the strength of God. Every time they looked at that temple, they knew that God liked to establish things and to strengthen things. As well, the house of God was a place where people experienced what those pillars were all about. At that house, people were established in their relationship with God. At that house, people were given strength from the Lord. From this building, it should go out to the whole community. Come here and get established. Come here and receive the strength of God. Now, in a figurative sense, God wants to establish these two mighty pillars in your life. Majestic, dominant, right in front of everything, strong as solid bronze, God wants Yachin, he shall establish, and Boaz, in him is strength. So here's my question. Can other people see Yachin and Boaz in your life? And can they see it in your life today?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.